Today we're building an edit sequence breakdown from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it with that old school jungle and DNB DJ tool energy in mind. So this is not just, let's make a breakdown and hope it sounds cool. We're designing a proper arrangement bridge, something that gives the listener space, creates tension, keeps the groove alive, and sets up the next drop so it lands harder. In drum and bass, this part matters a lot. DJs need phrasing they can trust. Producers need a breakdown that breathes without killing momentum. And if you're going for that jungle-flavored vibe, the breakdown is where the track can really speak its language through break chops, rave stabs, reverse hits, delay tails, and controlled low-end teasing. Let's get into it. First, open a fresh Live 12 set and think in phrases right away. For this lesson, we're building a 16-bar breakdown section that sits between two drops. That's the sweet spot for DJ-friendly structure, because it gives us a clear block of time that resolves nicely on phrase boundaries. Create your tracks, drum breaks, sub or bass stabs or chords, atmos or noise effects or transitions, and if you want to work like an advanced producer, create a resample or print track too. Now set your mindset before you place a single sound. Think an 8-bar movement inside the 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8 are about reduction and reveal. Bars 9 to 16 are about escalation and pressure. That means the breakdown should evolve, not just repeat. If the whole section is static, it stops feeling like an arrangement and starts feeling like a loop. Start with the drums. Load a classic break into Simpler on a MIDI track. Set Simpler to Slice mode. Choose Slice by Transient so Live detects the break hits naturally. For trigger behavior, Gate gives you tighter control. Trigger gives you more of a chopped one-shot feel. Both are useful, so pick based on how loose or tight you want the result. Now program a 1 or 2 bar chop pattern. Don't just place the obvious hits. Yes, you want kick and snare punctuation, but the real jungle feel comes from the in-between detail. Add ghost notes. Add short answer phrases after the snare. Leave a few small gaps where a hit could have been, because that broken feeling is part of the tension. A good advanced trick here is to duplicate the break lane and make a second version that's slightly more aggressive, then automate between the two with clip volume or track volume across the 16 bars. That gives you variation without needing a whole new source. After Simpler, add drum bus, a bit of drive, a touch of crunch, and just enough transients to bring the snap back. Be careful with boom here if the sub is going to live elsewhere. You want character, not low-end clutter. Then clean the break with EQ8. High pass it if it's stepping on the sub. Cut a little low mid mud if it feels boxy. If the hats need air, add a gentle shelf up top. This is a classic club production move. Keep the break alive, but keep it out of the sub region. Now let's bring in the bass, but don't overdo it. A common mistake is either leaving too much bass in the breakdown or muting it completely. For jungle and darker DNB, a filtered bass tease often works better than total silence. Use operator if you want a clean sub tone. Use wave eatable if you want a moving restyle mid layer. Or, if your original bass already has a strong identity, resample it and chop it into fragments. Here's the logic. Before the breakdown, you have full bass. During the breakdown, you have filtered or fragmented bass. Then in the final bars, you bring in re-entry energy. Automate auto-filter on the bass. Start the cutoff fairly low, then slowly open it over the breakdown. You're not necessarily trying to make it huge. You're trying to make it feel like it's returning to life. Keep resonance moderate so the filter movement is audible, without getting whistly or annoying. If you've got a sub-layer, put utility on it and keep it dead center. Mono it, that's non-negotiable for club-ready low-end. If you want movement, let it happen in the upper bass layer, not the true sub. What this does is preserve bass identity without letting the section get muddy. The listener still feels the bass line even when they don't hear the full weight of it. Now add a classic old-school identity, a rave stab, chord hit, or organ-style punch. This can be the sample in Simpler or a synth chord you process into shape. A simple chain works great here. Simpler, then auto-filter, then saturator, then echo or delay, and maybe a short reverb if needed. You don't need a giant wash. You want attitude and movement. Automate the filter cutoff so the stab opens over time. Drive it a little with saturator. Then use echo as a throw, not a constant blanket. This is important. In DNB and jungle, delay works best when it feels intentional, like a phrase response, not like everything is swimming all the time. Place the stab on offbeats or at the ends of phrases. A strong approach is to answer the break every two bars. That gives you a classic call and response feel, which is a huge part of old school jungle language. Now let's add atmosphere. This is where the breakdown starts to feel bigger without becoming messy. Take a bit of your break, bass, or stab and resample it. Then reverse some of it to create swells. You can do this with a dedicated resample track or by freezing and flattening if needed. Layer in a noise bed too. White noise from operator works fine. So does a vinyl ambient sample, room tone, or subtle field recording if it fits the vibe. High pass the Atmos so it doesn't get in the way of the low end. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb at a low level just to create depth. A really effective move is a reverse snare tail into bars 13 or 15, or a reverse bass fragment that lands right before the drop. These little gestures are huge in jungle, because they feel raw and functional at the same time. Now shape the drums as a recomposed engine, not as something that's simply turned off. Group your drums if needed and process the bus lightly. Glue compressor can help hold the break together. You want just a touch of glue, not crushed dynamics. Then add a little saturation for density if needed. Program ghost notes with intention. Lower velocity snare taps before the main snare. Tiny kick pickups leading into bar 8 or bar 16. Hat flams or off-grid percussion to keep the section moving. This is where a lot of breakdowns fail. They become too empty. If there's no pulse, no movement, no tiny rhythmic details, the energy dies. A proper DNB breakdown should feel like the drums are evolving, not disappearing. Now it's time for automation. And this is where the section becomes a real arrangement. Pick one hero motion per 4-bar phrase that keeps the breakdown clean and readable. For example, bars 1 to 4, focus on drum density changes. Bars 5 to 8, open the bass filter. Bars 9 to 12, bring delay throws forward. Bars 13 to 16, spike the tension and prepare the drop. That's a really good rule. Don't automate everything at once. If every element is moving all the time, the listener loses the shape of the section. Automate the drum bus volume a little down at the start, then allow the break fragments to come back in. Automate the bass cutoff so it opens gradually. Automate the stab filter and the delay send. And on the return tracks, keep the effects controlled. High pass the reverb return if it's muddy. Filter the delay repeats so they don't crowd the low mids. A good breakdown has contrast across frequency bands. If the drums thin out, let a mid-range stab take the spotlight. If the top and end gets sparse, bring in hats or a reversed cymbal. If the bass is reduced, let atmosphere or a filtered hit carry the moment. There should always be something for the ear to hold on to. Now let's talk about the last two bars, because this is where the magic happens. This is the pre-drop zone. Don't clutter it. Make the end feel inevitable. A great option is a one-bar drum stop with a fill tail, or a snare roll filtered upward into the drop, or a reverse crash plus bass silence underneath it. You can even use a tiny half-time fake out if you want the drop to feel like it's coming in one direction and then slam in another. For a more classic jungle feel, a small break fill often works better than a huge modern riser. That keeps the vibe raw and authentic. If you want a darker modern edge, combine a short bass filter open, a noise burst, a snare fill, and one final reversed stab into the downbeat. Whatever you do, don't overcomplicate the ending. The listener needs a clear reset before the next drop. A few advanced coach notes while you're working. Think in layers of visibility, not just volume. In a good breakdown, elements don't just get quieter. They become more selective. One layer should lead at a time. Break to tail, bass tease, stab hit, atmosphere. That separation is what makes the section readable in a club. Also, use negative space. In jungle and DNB, even one beat of silence can be more powerful than a huge transition effect. Try pulling the last kick or bass hit early so the drop lands into a vacuum. That vacuum makes the impact feel massive. And always check the breakdown at lower volume. If the phrase movement still reads quietly, your arrangement is strong. If it only works loud, the design is too dependent on impact and not enough on structure. A smart extra move is to bounce the breakdown to audio once the timing is right. That saves CPU, gives you cleaner edits, and lets you treat the section like a DJ tool. Once it's printed, you can chop it, reverse it, and fine-tune it like sample material. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right after this lesson. Build a 16-bar breakdown using only stock Ableton devices. One break source, one bass source, one stab source, one FX source. Automate the drum volume, bass cutoff, stab cutoff, and one delay throw. Then finish the last two bars with a fill, a stop, or a reverse hit. Bounce it and listen back like you're a DJ mixing in and out of it. And if you want to push it further, make three versions. One that's more classic jungle and break heavy. One that's darker and tighter with heavier filtering. And one that's more experimental, using reverse elements and unusual transition textures. Then compare which one feels most mixable, which one creates the strongest anticipation, and which one sounds most original. That's the real goal here, not just making a breakdown, making a performance-ready bridge that has identity, groove, and tension. So remember, keep the phrase lengths clean, keep the low end disciplined, keep the break alive, use automation with purpose, and let the final bars point straight at the drop. That's how you build an edit sequence breakdown in Ableton Live 12 that feels proper, old school, DJ friendly, and absolutely ready to move a dance floor.